Very spooky. It's very spooky season, boys. It's upon us. Well, boys and girls. I doubt many girls are listening to this, but you know what I mean. Welcome to another illustrious episode of Not For Mom Podcast. I'm winging it. I was watching spooky movies, actually. I was watching Poltergeist 3, which I think I've decided once... Some of you know me personally, know that I've been talking about doing watch-along episodes, where I just kind of play them back, the movie. You hear the movie, I talk while it goes on, so there'll be silences where the movie just plays, you just hear the movie, but you can watch the movie with me, and then I talk my bullshit, and you can talk your bullshit with me like you have real friends. Obviously, I don't either, so I'm not talking shit, but, it is spooky season. I don't really have much on that, but, I'll get right into it. I want to talk about, I've been having some really wacky dreams, like shit, like lucid, to where I know what's going on, to the point where I could be like, fucking, you don't have to do that. and then it affects and doesn't affect the dream, but it's like I know things, and like I can subconsciously like think like I know, but the dream me still is doing the wrong shit. Like, hey, fucking asshole. You know, like, I guess in a spooky movie. I mean, what are you being a fucking... It's crap, dude. It's crap. But, let's see. We'll get into it. Remembering these dreams when I wake up. And I remembered some of these dreams so long that, long enough to where I was able to write my notes later on that day while I was at work. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then, I get why some of it's happening, but I don't get why it's a thing in my head. And so I wrote them down, and we'll start with the first one. The first one starts with, it was right before Skankfest, which I was very sad that I missed. I should have put more effort into going, it was really my fault, but. I talked about it on, I think, maybe the last podcast or just recently, right before Skankfest happened. It happened last weekend. Or, I don't know when I put this out. So, October 21st weekend. And, it was to win a golden ticket, which is a all-access VIP pass. Plus, you get to skip all the lines because there's events going on constantly, so... What the contest was a rollerblading race. I live in Kingman, so it was. Most people don't know what that is, but most people that listen to this do know what that is. A rollerblading contest from downtown Kingman through Clax Canyon to uptown Kingman. Rollerblading. Never rollerbladed. Never will rollerblade. And, you know, whoever went the top, however many get it. There's some things that don't quite make sense. First of all, one of the hosts, Big J. Okerson, I mean, Big is in his name. Obviously not his legal name. That'd be cool if his first name was Big. But, like, Sex and the City or some shit. I don't think his first name was Big either, but that's what they called him. Big J. Okerson is not on Rollerblades. Instead, Luis J. Gomez, the other host, has him on his fucking back. And he's like, I'm going to rollerblade through Clax Canyon. Like I said, anybody that lives here knows what Clax Canyon is and knows it's a very treacherous place. Also, not to mention, from downtown to uptown, it's in the name. You're going uphill. And it's a canyon. So there's twists and turns. This guy's riding rollerblades on a road that's barely paved. With a 300-pound man on his back. I don't know if he's 300. He's got to be close. He's a big dude. Met him a couple times. He's a little bit bigger than me, but he's tall, height-wise, a little bit bigger than me, but he's wider. So he's riding on Lewis's back. We're doing this rollerblade race, and I'm all about it. And this is where the lucid dreaming comes. Like, all right, you got this, dude. You know this road better than anybody here. Because I didn't know anybody. When we started, there was about 20 people in the race. That will multiply exponentially throughout the dream. But I'm like, you know this better than anybody here because you don't know any of these fucking people. Clearly, Lewis and Jay are just doing it to be with the fans. Dave Smith wasn't there, as he is always not there. And so we start going, and I'm cruising good. The whole dream, it's me like, oh, here comes hairpin, here comes hairpin, here comes hairpin, because there's a hairpin turn. It's the sharpest turn in this town. Hairpin's coming. I never once saw hairpin in the dream. Then all of a sudden, we get to quote-unquote in this dream, uptown. And it's the entryway. They have this, like, tunnel on the back. It almost looks like the back of the clubhouse at the golf course, but long. And it's a bunch of jumps that you have to, like, speed skate over. Hitting them, pumping them. But it's all just packages shrink wrapped together. Super tight. I'm like, this is going to turn bad for the people that are in last place because I'm going to start tearing these motherfuckers up. And so I'm pumping this bitch. And there's one guy in front of me. I was like, all right, second place. That ain't bad. Well, it's a bar that doesn't exist. And it's got fucking, it's got like putt-putt in it. It's got skee ball. It's got the works. It's like a cool ass place. Get drunk, have fun, don't bring your girlfriend. So, and in all honesty, I was hauling ass. Like, I was like, dude, hands behind the back. People, I was like, fucking got this, I'm coming in fucking first place. And then we're fucking hitting these, pumping these things just from mice. That's where another lucid part came in. And fucking, because I was like, pump it like you used to pump when you skateboarded. And get in there. And it turns out, for whatever reason, I only came in 150th place. Like I said, there was only 20 people at the fucking starting line. And it just, I don't know. Maybe that's, it was wild. I don't get it. I was still stoked to win 150 place because I won a place. I got to sit on a, well, I didn't get to, that wasn't in the dream, but that's what I was awarded. Me sitting in on the Legion of Skanks podcast. So maybe I need to get my priorities straight. I don't know. Am I gay for the skinks? Maybe. We never know. We'll never know, actually. There's no test for that. They got tests for everything. Not that, though. Same night. I know that sounds like a long dream, but this same night. That's what was wild about this. Very vivid. Could think in it. Had two of them that are... Cause usually I'll have these very... I do dream a lot. I'll admit that. And I do have very lucid dreams and very vivid dreams. Which... Thank God. Like, I couldn't imagine if you didn't dream. That'd be fucking crazy. Just sleeping in the dark only. Sounds terrifying. Well, you probably get better sleep, I guess, scientific. I don't fucking know how it works. It doesn't make any sense to me, but... Sorry, accidentally muted myself. I had another dream. I woke up from that. I wake up a lot. So, obviously, I guess that does... technically mean I'm not having good sleep, but I feel fine. Go back to sleep. Next dream starts. Whoo, this was a doozy. This one, maybe not as funny, but it, I mean, it kind of is because it's a fucking dream. It was a, so it happened, it comes in, I'm getting into these, like, it's a nice ass house. But for whatever reason, they have, like, jail-style bunk beds. I don't know if anybody's been to jail, but these metal bunk beds. And I'm in the top one. One of my best friends, JT, is in the one next to me. And then my ex-girlfriend's baby daddy, good guy, great guy, is around. I just know he's there for whatever. He's not in this exact scene. And we're laying down to go to bed in the middle of the day, mind you. The sun's up and the window's open because everybody needs fresh air, you know what I mean? And, all of a sudden this big gust of wind comes through the window. And it's, like, really strong, like a haboob, if you live in this area, like, it's like that, but it goes longer, and I'm laying in the bed, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing there's a tree right outside the goddamn window, and Josh is trying to shut the window, and he just keeps shutting the limbs of that tree in the window, and I'm like, you fucking idiot. So I climb out of my bunk. I'm like, you gotta push those out. Like, I mean, how's the window gonna fucking shut? And I go up to do it, and I get the window shut, and I look out, and there's, like, debris flying around. I'm like, oh, shit, this might be worse than we thought. So I run out the front door and I look and there's fucking a giant tornado. At this point, the dream's kind of scary for me. Like, I'm like, fuck, what do I do? What do I do? Think about your options, blah, blah, blah. Trying to, problem solve and, not problem solve, but, fuck. What's the word, what steps do I need to take to make this so that we have the best chance? Whatever. Now, in this big-ass tornado. So I fucking shut the door. I get down. I go, Josh, we gotta get underground. The house we're in, like I said, it's a nice house. The more I think about the dream, I'm thinking it's my uncle's house that I used to live in. But it wasn't. Wasn't, Frank. But, I'm like, we gotta go to the basement. We gotta get underground. So that's what we do. Go underground. And this thing hits. Going fucking ape shit. And the whole top of the house, like where the base, like the cutoff where the ground is that cuts off from the to the basement to the top two stories of the house. Because I had never been to the top two story or the top story. Excuse me. To the top story. But I just knew it was there. In the dream, I knew. I'm like, there's two stories of this house, but whatever. It starts just sliding around like it's on slabs of butter. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. It slides back and crumbles. Opens the stairway. Like Twister. There's a lot of Twister references in here. But, I do love that movie very much. But, slides away, and then the wind kind of dies off. At this point, my buddy JT is like, oh, we're good. I'm like, no, see, here's another Twister. Everyone's like, we're in the center. I'm like, we gotta, you know. So dumb. But I, for some reason, was like, motherfucker, stay put, because the other side of the tornado is coming. And well, does it come? The house slides back over us and starts crumbling in through the steps that down to the basement that we were in. And it's crumbling down into it. And I'm like, oh no, we're going to get trapped down here. So, at this point, don't forget about the ex's baby daddy. He comes back in briefly. I decide that I have to crawl out of one of the basement windows, which I do. And I say, fucking, if you guys aren't going to follow me, because X's baby daddy isn't even there. I have no idea where he's at. I crawl out, and I finally get out this window. And there's tornadoes everywhere. Literally everywhere you can look. Every direction you look, there's another tornado. Boom, 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 boom. Bow, bow. Boom, bam, bow. Tornadoes everywhere. And, so I start sprinting towards where I could see other people sprinting towards. Which is just so happens to be away from all these tornadoes. I at one point hear one lady say, they've estimated there's 21 at this point. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck me. So I finally get into this town, which was, it wasn't far. It was like walking a block away. But it was up this road. It was like something like in Flagstaff, would feels far, but it's not, because there's probably assholes yelling at you or some shit. But you're going, and I get to this point, and it's like all cobblestone roads and like old brick buildings. I'm like, how is this not a good place to hide? These things are sturdy as shit, which they're not, but that's in the dream. But then there's like six little shed sized housing units that should only be sheds. Like there shouldn't be anybody living in there. It'd be a one room That's it. You could fit maybe a cot in there. And I go to one. I'm like, I guess I'll go under here. Maybe they have like an underground thing. Maybe these are just leading underground to pipe. I just need to find a pipe. I just remember, again, Twister. Just knew that I had to establish myself to something sturdy. And the first one I go to is locked. Like a padlock on it. And I see someone's trying to jiggle the hand. It was like a deadbolt, like a latch lock, where you latch it over and then put the deadbolt or the padlock through it and lock it, and then it's locked, and it's shaking, and somehow the dream kind of skipped over that, how I got that padlock open. But I got it open, and there, sure enough, the fucking door opens, and it's a family of like six people in there that look like ghosts, Holocaust ghosts, but not like skinny and like just like old Jew ghosts. Oh shit. All right. But they looked fine as far as eating. It's just they're like Jews right before the war. Oh, fuck. And they're like, yeah, come on in. And I'm like, why are you guys locked in here? And then all of a sudden they don't speak English. And they're like, I'm like, fuck. Which is fine. Don't speak English. I don't care, but I can't understand you. Those are my rules. And, you're not gonna like this. But, they smelt really bad. Like they had been in there for a while. So I may abandon these people. So I'm like, well, no, I'd rather take on the tornadoes than hang out in that stench. So I shut the door, lock her back up, and start running away again. Good news, guys. Good news. Tornado stop right after that. Just stop. I'm like, oh, okay. And like they all just like, at this point there was way more than the 21 there, and they were just everywhere. I'm like, all right, well, so my first thought, which is was another lucid thought where it was, I could feel that it was in my brain. I'm like, I gotta go back. I gotta check on Josh and X's baby mama. Or X's baby daddy. So I walk back. Josh is fine. But X's baby daddy, like I said, has been gone for a while. The dream never explained really where he went. Because he was really only there in my head. I never really actually saw him. And I'm like, well, fuck. I gotta call the ex and tell her, get a hold of him, make sure she's okay, because I love that kid still, regardless. It's not the kid's fault. And then, as I'm dialing her number on my phone, I'm like, oh, wait. It's her weekend. The kid's with her. It's fine. I don't give a fuck. So the kid's safe. He's wherever. And, then shit gets wacky. I go down, get Josh out. Then guess what's happened? Fuck that one up. But alright, whatever. Guess what happens? More tornadoes start to fucking hit. So I'm on the run to find shelter again because this house is still off its foundation. It had slid back over. But I'm sprinting to find somewhere else back into the cobblestone area. And then, as we're going, there's like this little pond. And I don't remember, I don't know if you remember the scene in Twister where there's two water tornadoes that are, I don't remember. We got whatever he says, but for whatever reason, I go all Bill Paxton on this bullshit. And I'm like, oh, those are called twins. And people are like, we don't give a fuck. I'm like, yeah, but did you know? Hey, hold up. I know they're right here about to kill us. Those are twins. I don't even know if they call them in the movie. I might just go watch it right now again. I was watching Poltergeist 3, but in this dream, I was just like, they call them twins. Anyway, after that, after I'm done being Bill Paxton, explaining how tornadoes work to people, I start running for shelter. And at this point, I've got a fleet with me, people looking for shelter, and they're like, this guy will get it. Which, whew. So then I feel a sense of responsibility. And I run up to this, what in my dream was an old movie theater, but it was just, it looked stout as fuck. Like, no tornadoes taking this down. Plus, it was elevated. You had to go up a ramp to get to it. So that means it's got an underground. And I go up and I bang on the door. The lady comes out, ends up being some girl from high school from, I've never seen her again since high school. I'm 35 years old now. Never once ever seen her again. I wasn't even ever attracted to her in high school. I have no idea why this popped back in. I'm like, you guys got a basement here, right? And she's like, yeah. And, she's like, why would we gotta get inside? You guys can't come in here. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? Of course, I get in an argument with you. Anybody that knows, or with her, knows me. I'm gonna like, nah. What are you, an idiot? Come on, we're all about to die. She's like, wow. I don't know if I'll get in trouble with my job. And I'm like, you work at a fucking movie theater. Let us in the theater so we can all go down to the basement and be safe. And then that's when I woke up. So I have no idea what that means. It was very vivid. The colors, very nice. Very nice. Sorry about that. But, I do have one more subject. Which, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I can like hear when I swallow or wipe my beard and it really grosses me out. So I already want to upgrade again from this sound system that I just upgraded to. But, those were my dreams. There, well, I actually got one more that just happened last night, which I have no idea what it means. It was these little worms that kind of looked like, what the fuck are they called? From Tremors. Oh, it's gonna piss me off that I can't remember. Graboids. There it is. They look like graboids. But the thing is the whole time they would eat their tail. You know, like the snake that's eating itself, it was doing that, but and then when they would do it, the skin outside would turn translucent and you could see them eating it, and it would make these swirls. And then one of them only one of them happened in the dream, but it was like four different things and they would fuse together and it made like a bracelet. And then I guess maybe because I'm cool with wearing cool bracelets, I don't know. And then that was a dream. I have no story. That's literally all it was for what felt like days. I'm like, why is this happening? But that's the end of my dream part. This part, and everyone should like this. It's about poop. Apparently I work with fucking... I didn't say that in the mic, but I work with fucking monsters. Like, just animals, dude. I don't even know where to start this one. I got three. Let's see. All right, I'll start here. Okay. So, at one point, once a month, they have to shut off the water so that the fire department can come and test the water and blah, blah, blah. They didn't tell anybody. The toilets weren't flushing. So, I walk into the restroom, which is right by the dock I run, and... middle stall is locked. I say, okay, I'll go to the next one. I go in there, I do my business, and I'm kind of, whatever, scanning Instagram, looking at girls with their buttholes out. And, just doing normal guy shit. I'm like, oh, these girls don't actually exist. But, I look over and I realize there's no feet in the stall next to me that was just locked. So I finished myself off. Well, that's not... But at any rate, I finish off. Get out. Going to wash my hands. And I push the stall again. Like, maybe it just didn't open. It's locked. So I look under the stall. There's no one in there. I look through the crack. I see there's a dump in the toilet, which is fine. Guy didn't know the water was going to be off. I was like, I can't flush it. Dumpski. Already did it. Damage is done. Fine. Problem I had with it. The door was fucking locked. It was a locked door. So that means he locked it from the inside. Oh, no. There's no way to lock it from the outside or unlock it. So that means homeboy either climbed over the stall to get out, which, I'm not a very physically fit person, but I am hands down the most physically fit person in that warehouse. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Kingman, but it's not exactly the definition of peak physicality. So he didn't do that. So what's the other option? This dirtbag locked it from the inside and crawled bum 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 under the fucking stall. Crawled under the fucking stall. There's poop and shit and piss and everything in between. He just fucking crawled under the goddamn stall to get out of there because he was embarrassed he had to leave his fucking turd in the toilet. Who cares, dude? Nobody would care. Everyone would walk up and be like, oh yeah, the water's off. Dang it. You had to shit, you shit. The next story is somehow worse. Well, actually, no. Not somehow. It's absolutely worse. Absolutely worse. Because that, this mean, could, the cleanup. So what happens is I go in, because if I'm going to be there, I'm not going to dump before I go to work. I'm going to get paid to dump. I'm not an idiot. So I go in for my morning dump. I go into the, there's three stalls. Go into the first stall, guess what's there? Holy goddamn. Guess what's there?
See this? That means not welcome.
We, not we, I mean the royal we, see on the toilet seam or toilet seat a clear imprint of the back of a full-grown man's legs imprinted like they were putting Play-Doh against an old newspaper in shit. I go, oh no, somebody's having a bad day, you know what I mean? So I'm like, well, I obviously can't use that one. So I skip a stall, go to the third stall. Guess what's on the fucking third stall, guys? Hey, come on, why don't you guess? This asshole, excuse me. Ooh, baby. This asshole also went to the third stall because guess what was on the fucking seat in the third stall? I had to go to the other restroom all the way across the goddamn building. Luckily, I'm regular, so I know when these things are gonna come. But, went there too because guess what is also on that seat? Two clearly marked impressions. With the hairs and everything of the back of an adult male's thighs pressed in shit on the toilet seat. I'm pissed now. Uh-oh. I'm pissed. Because if you do it, at least clean it up. That's fine. Sometimes you shit yourself. But clean up after yourself. Always clean up after yourself. He did not. Don't worry. There's more. So at this point, I'm like, I don't even have to shit anymore. That just scared the shit back up into my body. I go find my friends that work there. I'm like, somebody had a bad day. Was it fucking you? There's a whole investigation. Nobody ever got caught. Here's the thing, guys. Next day. Well, no, wait, let me get one of my I guess I would call my buddy. He's like my work buddy. He's a great guy, but I don't hang out with him outside of work. We have cleaning crews, and he's like, I'd be fucking pissed if I went. And he was nice enough to clean it up. That's fucking beautiful. Beautiful man. He's been to jail a lot, like me too, so. But I'm not willing to do it there. He was. He cleans it. Next day, I walk in. Morning dump. Getting paid for this. Guess what's back on the fucking toilet seat? Somebody did it again. There's a fucking monster. This is a serial killer status. Same imprints of the back of the leg with the hairs in shit on the toilet. Clean yourself, you piece of shit. If not, honestly, kill yourself. Kill yourself. If you happen to listen to this, which you probably don't, but if you do, kill yourself. I'm telling you right now, I hope that you die. I hope, kill yourself. You're not good enough to be here. I was so angry. I'm like, are you fucking, because I didn't even see this. Actually, I misspoke. It wasn't me taking, Kyle went to take his morning dookie. And he's like, dude, it's back. I'm like, bullshit. That's what happened. There it is. Sorry, I'm trying to remember this story. It happened like a week ago. But that's absolutely out of this mind incredible. So there's been two things at my job that just drive me absolutely bonkers. Putting shit on the seat. Which is not putting shit on the seat. It's not cleaning it up after you're done. Because why should somebody else have to do that? And not picking your fucking feet up. So, I printed out signs and put them on all the stalls. It says, pick up your feet and clean up your sheet. Now let me explain why this is important. I run the front dock. There's two people in this fucking warehouse. One of them works the dock as what? He's my underling. I was not really. I don't have, but I know how to do it better. And I've been there longer and it's better. I'm the guy in charge. He does not pick up his feet, which has always been an issue for me. Like, I remember when I first started there, his older brother work there, and we're trying to do our morning meeting, and I was there, and I look over and I was like, why the fuck doesn't that guy pick his fucking feet up? And he's like, oh, he was in a motorcycle accident, he can't. I'm like, all right, he's got an excuse. But his younger brother does it, and is like, how are you not constantly just fucking tripping and falling? Pick your fucking feet up. It drives me absolutely goddamn bonkers. I remember as a kid, I would drag my feet and my parents would smack me in the back of the head and be like, pick your fucking feet up. It's fucking crazy. If I can hear, you're not supposed to hear people walking. There it is. You're not supposed to be, you can't, you don't hear people walking. Unless they're in like hills or like dress shoes that go click-clop like horses. And this, just so I put the signs up that say, pick up your feet and pick up your sheet. There hasn't been shit since, and nobody that drags their feet comes around me anymore. It's sheer disrespect, like, because I've shit myself, and I've got shit on the seat, but guess what I do? Go out of my way to make sure it's gone. I clean it up because nobody else should have to clean up after me. That's fucking crazy. And if you live like that, fuck you. Fuck your family. And so on and so forth. Also, pick your fucking feet up. It's really, really not that hard. Like, just fucking take care of your shit in two different aspects of it. But I'm glad I got through these stories. I've tried it a couple of times now, but it's time to get the fuck out of here. Thanks again for listening. Also, we just finally, after a long time, put out a new episode of Two Boys, Zero Brains. Zero Brain. Sorry, I pluralized it. That's how long it's been. I also have a episode I'm waiting to release. It's very good. I love you guys.